Moving on to the patient-reported outcome study. This is an integral part of the audit. It's actually kind of a unique part in terms of national cancer audits. Recruitment varies across the various sectors within the audit. So in English Trusts, 59% of women have consented to be sent questionnaires, compared to 76% in the independent sector and 97% in Wales. And I think this really reflects whether people approach the patient and actually ask them for their consent. So in Wales, it seems to be done almost universally, and when that happens, you get a very, very high consent rate from the women involved. They're a very motivated group, and they're quite involved in terms of women breast cancer, are generally very good at this kind of thing. And if you look at the reasons why it's only 59% in England, for example, almost all of those patients were just simply not asked for consent. So it's documented that that was the reason. They were suitable, they were appropriate, but they weren't asked for the consent. However, the important things we'd like to point out is that well over 90% of women in England, when asked, give consent for to participate in that part of the study. And at the moment, we've had three-month questionnaires going out since last summer, since last spring. And so far, we've got over 90% response rate for those questionnaires in women completing them and returning them when they're sent them.